This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
You are listening to the number one horse podcast in the world. Here's your entertaining look at the horse world and the people in it.
Well, I am Glenn the Geek, and I am at HRN South, and I am in Boynton Beach, Florida.
I'm Jamie Jennings, and I'm in Norman, Oklahoma, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for September 25th, episode 2276, brought to you by Horselovers.com. Good morning, Horse World.
Guess what day it is, huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike, what day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo! Guess what today is?
Wednesday.
Hit it!
That's right, it's hump day with your Horses in the Morning hosts, Jamie, that girl Jennings, and Glenn, the geeky pony guy.
Wednesday, I can't sleep.
And coming up on today's edition, we've got more auditor listeners. Woohoo! It's the week of the listener. So Carissa, Courtney are going to stop by and tell us their horsey stories, and then we're going to have a little chat with Camilla from Edinburgh, one of our overseas listeners. And then to wrap things up, Joel Sharpton, podcaster, is going to stop by and give the podcaster's point of view on International Podcast Day. So stay tuned for the fray, folks.
Thank you, Jennifer. Well, I'm down here in beautiful Boynton Beach, Florida, and along the East Coast, right below Wellington. And I actually met a guy at a meeting last night. We had a podcaster's meeting down here, and he said, "I work for a polo farm in Wellington." So that was fun. No matter where you go in this world, you meet horse people.
I would like to talk to him. Thank you. He was hot, wasn't he? Okay.
No, he wasn't a polo player. So sorry to disappoint you. Although he said most of the polo players nowadays don't even speak English. So it'd be kind of hard to do a polo show.
That's what makes them hot, Glenn. Jeez, it's like you're new or something.
I said, we really need to do a polo show at some point. He said, oh, that'll never happen. So I keep trying, but apparently the polo players don't really need a show.
They don't need any more attention, Glenn.
No. Then they have rich sponsors. That's the other thing about polo, is they do have very, very wealthy people that own the teams. And they really don't care. It's a play toy.
Yeah, it's not a cheap sport.
No. It's a play toy. Well, we are continuing the week of the listener here this week, and we appreciate everybody that has been posting, promoting Horse Radio Network and all the different shows. I even saw a lot of them promoting Retired Racehorse Radio, which you have an episode coming out today.
Oh, is it today? Cool.
Yes. Yep. So your next episode, it'll be the last episode before the big competition.
Oh, sorry. I just threw up. Oh, my God.
So I asked Jamie before the show. I said, you ready to go? You all packed? And what did you say?
My trailer's in the shop right now because before I drive 13, 14, 15 hours, I want to make sure it's tip top. So much as I need to pack, it's not here to pack. So I'm kind of freaking out. I haven't packed yet. And let's see, Baby Groot, you know, he's just being Baby Groot. I swear to God, if I could bubble wrap him, I would. Every day, Glenn, there's somebody posting on the Thoroughbred Makeover Trainers Facebook page about withdrawing their horse.
Oh, really?
Elisa Wallace had to withdraw her horse because of a stupid pasture accident. Another one, oh, yeah, I got hurt in the pasture. I'm like, you are going to be turned out with
Duke. Have you had him locked in a stall with padded walls?
Totally. I'm like,
he needs one of those stallion stalls with the padded walls.
Yes, that's exactly what he needs. I swear to God, this is like the most nail-biting week of my entire life. Just making sure, because if he gets hurt, then I don't get to go, you know, I don't get to compete him, and then I'm stuck with you all week. At this point, I at least have him to go hang out with.
I think you know a few other people there too, but is that Lisa's only horse? Was that the only one she was bringing?
No, she had two entered, so she's still coming with the other one, but oh my gosh, I cannot, you guys, the stress of this. I mean, I scratched my horse trial last weekend because of this stupid thing I've decided to do that Glenn pressured me into doing.
for new listeners, how come I always get blamed for all this stuff? So for new listeners, she's going to the Thoroughbred Makeover. She got Baby Groot a while back. She got two horses at the time, actually, and Baby Groot Stewart was the one chosen. He was the chosen one.
Yes.
And he gets to go next week to the Kentucky Horse Park. It'll happen all week. There is live feeds of this, isn't there?
I do believe there is. Yeah. I believe you can watch everything live. I'm not going to tell anybody where to find it, though.
And you know what? These are baby thoroughbreds, or not baby thoroughbreds, but these are only thoroughbreds that you've been allowed to work with them for how long?
We got to start training them December 1st.
So 9 months?
It's a fairly level playing field to be fair. So as much as it is a level playing field, there's also people in my division named Dan James. Like, what? How is he allowed to compete? It's not fair. And then
when
my
you have
other
the god
division,
like Dan James, how are you competing against Dan James? He's only won Road to the Horse about 6 times.
Like, I mean, the guy, I can't wait to see what his freestyle is, because I mean, how much more? He's the entertainment at Rolex.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't seem fair. And then in the eventing division, you know, I'm up against like Kathy Weishaupt, Alisa Wallace, like Rosie Napravnik, all these super famous people. So it's crazy that it's just going to be an exciting adventure. Again, I have no dreams of winning this thing. I just really don't want to be honest. All I want to do is not make an ass out of myself. That is all I want. Please don't let me be that girl at all. Please, please, please.
I know one thing. I am going to be scarce, because me being around on Thursday when you do eventing, I'm going to be scarce. You're not going to see me on Thursday.
Why?
Because I don't want to be an annoyance to you on the day you're already annoyed. And
do you know what? The eventing portion, thank God, I'm glad it's on Thursday, because I am most 100,000,000% most terrified of the freestyle.
Okay, but see, this is the thing. You have to look at it as a performer, all right? And having been a performer for a long time, you look at it this way. If things start to go south, it can be very funny. So roll with it.
You don't know what I'm doing, Glenn. I can't roll with it. There's nothing to roll with. The thing is, like, I have choreographed everything to music. And if I am a second or two off, it's very obvious. I mean, I've put a lot of pressure on myself.
Well, then become the clown.
Like,
then
people could die, Glenn. People could die.
Have you gotten this whole thing approved, by the way?
I did. I had to get it all approved. I had to get it all approved. So,
hey, we
got to
go on here. All right. So anyway, we're asking for your help this week. We would love if you would rate and review the shows on your podcast app, iTunes, or go on Facebook and go to Horses in the Morning and give us a rating on there. You can do that as well. We've never really asked for ratings before, and they are kind of important. So if you could go on and give us a rating on the apps, we would really appreciate it. Also, share the love on Facebook. You can go on our Horses in the Morning page and scroll down. You'll see banners there available that you can use. And a lot of you have been doing that. And thanks to the auditors and other listeners who have been sharing the love about liking podcasts. It is International Podcast Day on Monday. Jamie's not going to be here, so I'm putting a special show together all about podcasting. So we'll do a special show on Monday for that. And if you want to become an auditor, and a lot of people did since Monday, which is very nice. And if you did, you can join the auditor page. I'll tell you about that. But if you want to become an auditor, go to horseradionetwork.com. Scroll down on the right-hand side. You'll see the auditor banner. And for as little as $3 a month, you can also help support the shows, support the hosts. And you can become part of the Super Secret Auditor Room. And those that are auditors, go ahead and go to HRN Auditors on Facebook and ask to enter, and we will let you in. There's lots going on in there right now, and we do all kinds of special content for the auditors as well.
And you get to win sometimes super extra prizes.
That's right. That's true. And sometimes we have products and books and things for you to review as well. So for as little as $3 a month, you can do that. Now, Jennifer is busy because I am at HRN South. We were not going to have daily Winnie music, so we're going to make believe that just played. And then there's the Winnie. And then Jamie's going to sing happy birthday. A happy birthday goes out to the following people. Sorry about the lack of music. Leslie Wiley Bateman. It's her birthday. Happy birthday. It's her birthday today. Danny Russell, one of our auditors. Auditor Kate Cook. Auditor Nellie Kennedy out of California. She works for Google.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
That was perfect. And there then Alexandra.
and you don't have to pay for that.
Thank you. All right, your daily Winnie. Can you give us a baby Winnie? They're perfect.
I got to record Stanley's because he whinnies all the time. It's so cute. Oh my God, so cute. I would like to give a daily Winnie to remember the horse Flat Out. He ran a couple years ago in the Derby, Preakness, the Breeders' Cup Classic. His name was Flat Out. Anyway, he was like, it was awesome. He won over $3.6 million. He won the Jockey Cup Gold Club, the Cigar Mile. He also placed in the Breeders' Cup Classic in 2012. Well, anyway, the exciting part is he's now moving to Oklahoma too. That's right. I'm not the only one moving to Oklahoma. Flat Out is coming too.
What's Flat Out? Did he buy a farm? Flat Out
has bought a farm in Pryor, Oklahoma, and he will be spending his days at Mighty Acres in a deal brokered by Schumer Bloodstock. That doesn't matter really, but I just want to say that I saw that he was moving to Oklahoma.
Thoroughbred farms in Oklahoma,
right? Baby Groot had to be born somewhere. He is an Oklahoma bred. He's an Oklahoma bred. And did you know that every state that is represented, almost every state that's represented in the Thoroughbred Makeover, is giving an award like the New York bred? There's a highest place New York bred, $1,000. You know, $1,000, the highest place Florida bred, Kentucky bred, blah, blah. Oklahoma did not participate. And there
Oklahoma,
are 12.
You get a ham.
There you go. Congratulations. I brought you a ham and a goat. 12 horses are bred in Oklahoma that are competing in the Thoroughbred Makeover. That's exciting. There's 11 other horses that were born in Oklahoma on purpose.
Does the Texas horse get a steak? Is that how it works?
Yeah.
No, everybody else gets money. We just get the goat.
I could give a box of crap to the Oklahoma breds. I could do a box of crap.
Okay, to the highest place Oklahoma bred, you have to give a box of crap.
Okay, we can do that.
Right? I'm going to call the makeover and have them put that on a press release.
Of course, they didn't really name that with box of crap. That won't cause any suspicion.
Box of crap. That includes at least 6 rolls of duct tape and a case of bubble wrap.
As long as I get a ham, I'm okay.
All right, okay. Hey, guys, Carissa is here and ready to rock and roll.
Let me get Carissa on here. So what we're doing is we are getting listeners on all this week and auditors to talk about their horses and their horsey lives and to learn a little bit more about how they found us. And we have Carissa, who is from Minnesota. Hi, Carissa.
Hello. I'm not from Minnesota. I'm from Iowa.
Why does it say on Facebook you live in Minnesota?
Because I went to school there and I've probably even changed it in 3 years.
Okay. Well, Carissa, let me start over. Carissa is here and she's from Iowa. Hi, Carissa.
Yeah. Hello. Hi, Glenn. Hi, Jamie.
Hello.
Carissa, why did somebody move to Iowa after living in Minnesota?
Well, I was actually born and raised in Iowa and I went to Minnesota because there's a school there where the rest of my family is. They are all from Minnesota. But I decided that I loved Iowa so much because people are actually nice here. So it came back.
Glenn, do you not know the line, is this heaven? No, it's Iowa.
I have never heard that line.
What?
I've never heard that.
Is there a heaven? What is heaven? It's a place where dreams come true. Well, maybe this is heaven. You don't know Field of Dreams? It was in Iowa in a cornfield? Oh, my God. We got to educate him. He's a mess.
So, Carissa.
Oh, this is embarrassing.
Are there a lot of horses in Iowa? I've never been to Iowa, obviously.
Clearly.
And, Jamie, have you ever been to Iowa?
No.
I think I've driven through it, but thought it was Nebraska.
Yeah. I've driven through it.
So, Carissa, tell us about your horsey life in Iowa.
Yeah, so the town that I grew up in had two barns. One was a Western barn and one was an English barn.
Ooh, east versus west.
Yeah, exactly. And then, so I kind of did both of those, but with Iowa, it's really weird because you either have like the backyard trail horses who like do everything, but they don't like ever see an arena, or you have the Western pleasure horses that are like thousands of dollars and only ever see an arena, mm-hmm. or you have the hunter jumpers. And yeah, I don't have to say anything else. You have the hunter jumpers. So that's kind of the
choices.
Did you
hear the disdain in her voice when she said the words hunter jumper? Did you hear that?
Yeah. No, because that's what I do.
Oh.
She's like, I'm stuck here. Okay.
No. So that's what I've started doing. I went to the Western barn when I was younger because everyone loves like running around as a little kid and doing games and whatever, which is what we did. But now I'm into the jumping thing. So
tell us about your horse or horses.
Okay, so I don't own a horse, but I do lease one. And okay, my trainer's going to make fun of me because I say his breed wrong. Trekner?
Oh, my God. Anyway,
you're
both I want you both off here. This is embarrassing.
Trekaner, right?
He's a Trekaner.
Oh, I'm so ashamed. Okay, that's what he is. And he is wonderful. His name is Arthur. And I lease him, and he's my trainer's horse. So it's really scary to do lessons every week and know that I'm doing terrible at jumping sometimes, and she has to watch me do it on her hard horse. So,
okay, hold on, Carissa. Yeah. Just hang out there for a second. Okay. So, Jamie, she's riding a freaking Trekaner and rides every week in lessons on a Trekaner. She can't say the word Trekaner, and she has just made half the audience jealous.
And you didn't know that there was a heaven and it was called Iowa. So you're both should be ashamed of yourself.
Oh, no.
Well, the only constant, Ray, is baseball. America has rolled by like a steamroller, been rebuilt, and rolled by again. The only constant, Ray, baseball. Oh,
and
my.
This is why I didn't know the Iowa reference. Now I get it. Okay, got it. So, Carissa, give your trainer, but now that we have totally butchered the name of her breed of her horse and everything else, you might as well give her a shout out here on the show.
Yeah. So her name is Katie, and she is like my biggest support system. If you couldn't tell, like I ride her horse, I take lessons with her, and she's always been the most supportive person in terms of like starting riding, because I feel like starting back up after about 3 years, you have so much pressure on. I've ridden for all these years and I'm doing terrible. Like it's just, so anyway, she's been super supportive, with helping me with riding and with my other horsey ventures that I've been kind of, you know, working my way into. She's just been super awesome. And I really hope that everyone has the chance in their life to have a trainer like her.
Okay. Aww. Now, Carissa, hold on again 1 second. So Jamie,
okay.
If you had a Trekaner that was your heart horse, would you let students ride it?
I actually demure my warm blood, who was not a Trekaner. He was a Belgian warm blood. And he actually, I didn't have any good lesson horses to use, so I let everybody ride him. So I taught like six lessons a day on him, my horse. So yes, it when you're a trainer or a teacher or an instructor, you want to see your students succeed, and that's what she's doing. So she's doing the right thing by you because she wants to see you succeed. So she's allowing you to make mistakes on her horse. She can fix them. It's okay. No big deal.
Yeah.
That is cool. And Carissa, you're absolutely right, because a lot of people go through a long time in their horsey lives without a trainer that they like, or without one that you really can feel confident with like you do. That's hard sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So good for you.
Do you know this one, Glenn? Have you ever heard this? If you build it, he will come.
Well, I've heard that one. That
well,
is
that's
Iowa
the same
too?
Movie.
Oh, same movie?
God.
Is it that baseball movie you're referencing again?
Fields of Dreams.
So, Carissa, what do you do for a living?
I am actually, I told my work I had a really important phone call that I had to make, so I'm sitting out in my car. I work at a annuity company. It's really boring. I don't want to bore everyone with it. Basically, I say yes or no to people buying our stuff.
Yeah, I used to sell those, so I know exactly what you're talking about. And you're right, it is boring. We're not going to go there. So before we let you go, there's something we do in the auditor room is we do auditor highlights where we get them on Facebook Live and we have a lot of fun asking them questions and playing drinking games and things like that. Well, I have a couple of those questions, and these are would you rather questions that I'm going to ask you. All right.
Oh, no.
So this is would you rather HRN style. This is kind of our own style. So if you did, are you married or have a boyfriend or anything?
I have a boyfriend.
All right. Well, let dump him. Let's say you don't have him, right?
Okay.
Okay. Would you rather date a farrier or date a veterinarian?
Oh, no.
Why?
Because I would hope that I would need his skills more than the vet skills. So
good call.
Potentially.
Nothing to do with hotness or anything like that.
You're going to need the farrier every 6 weeks. You know, like you might not need the vet every 6 weeks. So I'm with you.
Okay. If you could no longer have a horse and could only have one pet, would it be?
I'm going to go so basic. A dog. I want a dog so bad. I don't get to have one.
Well, that's good. I think that would be most people's answer, wouldn't it?
I would choose a lion.
I'll keep it in my basement.
All right, one more, and then we'll let you go. One more, and you go back to work before you get fired.
I got to drop one. Okay, go ahead. Now, last one.
This is non-horsey. Would you rather have all traffic lights you approach be green or never have to stand in a line again?
Okay, traffic lights. Because at least if I'm in line, I can be on my phone. But traffic lights, you can't.
Yeah, you're right. Florida traffic lights seem to last freaking forever. We're 10 minutes.
But I'm sorry. I get so pissed when I'm in the grocery store line and I'm like, can y'all just open up some more registers? God.
I used to work at a grocery store, so I've learned so much patience with it that I'm over the line thing. But the traffic lights are just a nightmare.
We're different, but you're sensible. I like that. I like that.
Okay, I'm glad.
Carissa, thanks for joining us. We really appreciate it. I just have to ask you real quick before you go, when did you hear about us? When did you start listening?
So I'm a very new listener. I started listening in June because that's when I really jumped back into the horse thing. And then I was like Googling good horse podcast, whatever, and HRN popped up and I was like, oh, a daily show. Like that sounds awesome. And so I've been listening every day since.
Well, to follow up on Monday's guest, how many days did you listen before you went, oh, I'm going to give up on this. This just sucks. And then after a certain number of days, you were sucked in. How many days was that?
I'm a terrible judge at that because I subscribe right away and then I like unsubscribe. So I was kind of stuck with it in my inbox. But I was like a week. But I thought it was good. I thought you two were so funny to listen to.
So she liked us immediately, Glenn.
Immediately. Yeah. That's a rare thing.
Yeah.
I've got to say one thing to you both. Ready? Ray, people will come, Ray. They'll come to Iowa for reasons they can't even fathom. They'll turn up your driveway not knowing for sure why they're doing it. They'll arrive at your door as innocent as children longing for the past. Of course, we won't mind if you look around. You'll say it's only $20 per person. See? Iowa, Glenn. Iowa.
My God. You should be doing a baseball podcast. Music, you really should. Thank you, Carissa. Take care.
Thank
Carissa,
you so
you're
much.
My new BFF. Yep, you too. Love you. Love you, mean it.
Oh, love you. Bye.
Good trip. People in Iowa are nice. Hey. You know what else is nice? Saving money. Saving money is nice. And when you go to horseloverswithaz.com, you can save money today. You know what you can save money on? All the equisafety stuff. You know those very bright fluorescent coats and jackets and vests and quarter sheets that you put over your horse and dog rugs, the ones that you should be wearing when you're out riding on the road. Do you ever would you ride on the road where you are, or the road's too busy?
Oh gosh, we rode on the road all the time in Phoenix, and I have like a really thin, light pink, hot pink reflective jacket.
Well, they have those on sale right now from High Visibility at horselovers.com for $7.59.
What?
Yes.
I'm pissed. I pay way more.
They have the orange one. They have the pink one, and then they have the orange one for $4.29.
Oh, my God. That's my jacket, the second one in.
Is
and
it?
I think I paid like $89, which is the regular price, and now they're on sale for $23. Suck it.
So you definitely want to go over there right now. It looks like they have all the high visibility
stuff.
Oh, my
stuff. God. They have little dog blankets.
They do.
This dog blankets.
That cute.
Little tank needs
$6.
That.
I mean, these sales don't last long. See, that's the thing, people. You have to, when we talk about this, if you're listening on the same day or maybe the next day, you might get lucky. But if you're listening on the same day, you need to go there immediately. You can't wait because it'll be gone.
Oh, my God. High-vis reflective flashing dog collars. That is awesome.
And I saw those, and I actually saw a dog in the neighborhood with one of those on. So, yes, people
why
do.
Why can't I find the sale?
Oh, it's right on the homepage, on one of the sliders on the homepage.
My homepage didn't refresh.
The overall general theme here is if you guys don't subscribe to Horse Lovers, you subscribe to their email. They'll send you emails all the time with even sales that they don't list on here. And also just go back and check Horse Lovers all the time. My God, I need to get a little high visibility reflective dog blanket.
You know the Da Vinci line of tack? Really nice stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I've never owned any.
Well, you can now because it's on sale for up to 50% off. Oh. If you head over right now, that's another thing that's on sale. Their bridles, they have marked down from $80, $90 to $30, $50, $45. So right now, also, all the Da Vinci stuff is marked down. So you can go over and check those out as well. Horselovers.com is where you want to go to find all the sales, but you need to check every day. It's just a requirement. It's what you have to do.
I wish you could like save up like for a month where it gets shipping at one time. But no, I've got to shop every freaking Wednesday. I have to buy something. If I could put in a cart and save it to the end of the month, that'd be great.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to let you do that.
Damn it.
All right, let's go next to our next guest. And we've met her before. She is from Tennessee. I think I have this one right this time. She lives in Portland, Tennessee, and her name is Courtney. Hi, Courtney.
Hi, how are y'all?
What's happening, girlfriend?
Now, Jamie, if you remember years ago, we had our first and only, it's the only time we ever did it because we didn't find anybody else willing to come on after that. We actually had a dating segment where we had her come on and, you know, tell us all about herself and try and find a guy. But then we abused her so much, nobody else ever signed up. So,
Courtney, how did that go?
Well, I have a guy now, but it is completely unrelated to the dating show.
I feel like I should say that I'm shocked, but I'm not. Did you ever tell him that you were like, you know, looking for dates on a podcast?
Oh yeah. I made him listen to it.
We
were actually friends when I went on it. So right after it like came out on the live feed, I made him listen to it. He was like, "You're really pathetic." You know that, right?
See, it did work. He felt sorry for you, and now you're dating. Oh my God. You're like
matchmakers. Maybe that was it.
That's a great pickup line. You're really pathetic. But, you know, I kind of like it.
You're so sad. I totally want to hook up with you.
It worked for me. It seemed to work. We're still together. So
was he this guy you've been friends with forever, and then you both finally realized we should just finally date and get it over with?
Yeah, about 5 years. And then we've been together now for about a year. We haven't killed each other.
Glenn, when did that episode air? Was it a year ago? I'm taking credit for this.
So now, Courtney has a special circumstance for new listeners that came up in the show, and I kind of abused her endlessly about it, and that is she's a dog collector. She's a crazy dog girl. So how
Best
many do you, Okay. So how many do you have now, Courtney?
I still only have 6 dogs, but I do have 5 cats now.
Oh my God.
And I'm not a cat person. I really don't like them. One of them is the boyfriend. He moved in 2 months ago and brought his cat with him.
Okay, how did the cat feel moving into a house with 6 dogs? That's what I need to know.
We haven't seen it since, Glenn.
The cat's an outside cat now.
Yeah, no kidding.
He spends a lot of time outside. He's welcome to come inside. He just chooses not to.
Yeah, no kidding. do no, all Cor- these
Courtney
dogs-
sounds yeah. hold on. Courtney sounds like a crazy dog person, but she's actually a very accomplished rider and trainer at Riot Sport Horses. Give everybody a little bit. Let's make you sound not so crazy, and then we'll get back to the crazy.
We'll go back to that.
Yeah, I own Riot Sport Horses out of northern Middle Tennessee. I do 3-day eventing, but my niche is kind of working with crazy deemed not rideable animals and making them into something. So that's a little bit what I do. Most of my horses were rescues. All of them were free.
Serious question for you. When you get one in, is I have a ballpark time frame that when I take a rescue or a mess in and I'm going to completely fix it and before it's ready to leave, how long have you spent with that horse? How much time?
Well, ideally I would like to about 6 months. I feel like they should be ready to go after that, see whatever they're supposed to go to. And that's always my idea in my head is like, they'll just be here 5-6 months.
Uh-huh.
I think my track record is about 1-2 years now.
Thank you. I was thinking every time I have this aspiration of, you know, getting these guys fixed up and rehomed in 5-6 months, and it is never less than 1 year. That's the exact time frame.
Yeah.
I was
like. Yeah. Because so some of them page. Just. I'm glad I'm not alone.
Oh yeah, just making sure we're both in this together. So we both like the difficult horses, and we both have too many dogs. And now you have a boyfriend, so there's that. And you're welcome for that, is what I'm going to tell you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you,
Courtney. How did you find Horses in the Morning?
Honestly, I think it was on Eventing Nation. I think they did like a little plug on it for the Eventing show. That's what I originally started listening to. And I could be wrong. It could have been on Facebook. It was several years ago. I really can't remember. But I started listening to the Eventing show first and then kind of got addicted to all of them.
As Glenn likes to ask, how many till you finally decided you liked us?
I'm pretty sure the first one. I was very entertained. So it was the Eventing show, so I was instantly attracted to the Eventing side of it. And then Horses in the Morning, I like went on like a little spill when I was on a road trip and listened to like 10 of them in a row. And I was pretty happy from day one.
Wow. 2 in a row, Jamie. We're doing good today.
They don't hate us, Glenn. They don't.
well, some don't. I mean, the one on Monday, let's be honest, she said it took her 3 or 4 episodes, but she didn't quit, so she's still there. Well, Courtney, I have a game for you. And as I said, we kind of do this with the auditors in the auditor room. We do some Facebook Lives. And Courtney, you know, is a girl with 6 dogs. So I figured that she probably drinks a lot because that's what I'd have to do with 6 dogs. Do they all?
Hold on. Let me stop you. Let me point out that she rides rescue horses and she's an eventer and she has 6 dogs. All of those. It's not just she doesn't drink. She's a problem.
That's true. That's true.
You're not wrong.
I'm right with you. Do the nurses at the ER know your chart by heart? By the way.
They do, actually. I have a fractured wrist right now. I fractured it on Saturday somehow. I don't even know how. I went to the doctor this morning.
You did go to the doctor because the last thing I saw you post on Facebook was your wrist wrapped up in a polo wrap.
So. It wasn't polo wrap. It was vet wrap. And I went this morning and it is in fact fractured.
Oh, bummer. Yeah.
I knew they would know her. She works with the young horses. She's an eventer. They know her at the ER. That's it's a given.
They do. They're very nice. They're nice.
Yeah,
they're
sure
nice
they are.
People.
You keep them buying boats. All right. So
I do.
This is the drinking game. We're going to play a word association game. And seeing it's morning, everybody can just drink a swig of coffee. So if she says more than I'm going to give you a word and you have to give me a one word answer. All right. We're going to do rapid fire here. And you,
really
if
early.
You give. Yeah, if you give 2 words, then that's when everybody has to drink a sip of coffee. All right, ready? Saddle.
Pad.
That's the first time anybody said that. Stable.
Barn.
Farrier.
Feet.
Bourbon.
not horsey.
That's two words.
Two words. Drink a coffee. Jemmy's over here right beside me. She just drank coffee. snakes.
Like.
A lot of our listeners like snakes, Jamie. They really do.
So I don't like seeing the snakes. Let me clarify. I like them in my barn. I don't like seeing them. I have a little pet snake in my barn. That's what I call him, my pet snake. I never see him. I know where he lives because I found him one time, but I've left him alone. He eats all my mice. He's fantastic. I love him. And he minds his own business. If he comes out, then we have a problem.
That is a lot of drinking right there.
Yes, exactly. pickup truck.
Pretty.
Pretty. Usually we get a make, you know, Ford, Chevy, Dodge. Pretty. She doesn't care what brand. Podcast host.
Leslie.
Oh, not even us. Look at that, Jamie. It wasn't even us.
Leslie.
I miss Leslie. I really miss Leslie.
Yeah, we miss Leslie.
I just read an article from her this morning on Eventing Nation. So
I'm sorry, Courtney. You're breaking up. We're going to have to let you go.
We love you, Courtney. Hang in there and keep this guy around. You find one that would put up with six dogs in the bed. I would keep him. Let's not.
I think I shall.
Yeah, let's do that.
Glenn's going to book him on a horse husband's in I a am. Second. So just be careful.
We're going to rake him over the coals. Speaking of which, tomorrow we have a horse husband episode for you. So tune in for that. A brand new one.
Awesome.
Thank you, Courtney. Appreciate it.
Bye, girl.
Bye.
Hey, wait, Courtney.
She's gone, I think.
Oh. I want to know, where does she live in Tennessee?
She said upper middle.
Upper middle.
Yeah.
I'm Portland, like driving Tennessee. Through there on Sunday. So.
Yeah, upper middle. So I think she would be a straight shot down from Lexington, to be honest. Straight down. But I don't think there's a road that goes there. So that's a problem with that part of the country is there aren't always roads that go directly. From.
All right, just so y'all know, I am staying west of Nashville on Sunday night at a horse hotel. I don't have a place to stay. So, you know.
Your horse does, but you don't?
My horse does. He'll be fine.
And there's no hotels within 100 miles, right?
You know what? She's like, there's a hotel right down the road. And I was like, great. And she's like, but there's nice hotels 10 miles down the road. I was like, oh, God. Right, so
do
I
you
might
have
just.
Your living quarters trailer or not?
No, all I have is we sold all living quarters, everything.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so now I just have a mattress in the gooseneck. Back to where I started.
Back where you started ago. All those years ago as a kid.
So we'll see how tolerant my girlfriend is who's coming with me. She's really fun, so she's going to go on an adventurous drive with me. I don't know why. That's crazy. And we're going to drive, so we'll see.
Well, let's go to Jennifer and have her play an Ovation ad for us, and then we're going to travel overseas to Edinburgh in Scotland.
Horse people know that they can count on Ovation's value, quality, and style when it comes to hard-wearing schooling attire, affordable show gear for horse and rider, or top-of-the-line equipment for riders at every level. From breeches to bridle work, saddles to stock ties, helmets to half-chaps, Ovation is the premier brand of riding apparel and equipment for you and your horse in the United States, outfitting riders at every level from head to toe. Ask for Ovation brand riding helmets, breeches, and footwear at your local tack store, or go online to ovationriding.com and see the fantastic variety of quality, fashion-forward, affordable products from Ovation. ovationriding.com.
All right. Very good. Well, Jennifer, we're going to be calling Camilla right now, and we're going to be calling her on Skype. So you should find her under her name. So while Jennifer's getting her on, guess what I'm doing this weekend as part of the Finding Florida show?
Getting free stuff in Florida.
Yeah, that's it. But we're because Jemmy has never been to a horse race and we're going to Miami. We're going to Gulfstream.
Oh, cool. That'll be fun.
Yeah, they're going to give us a tour and do the whole thing. So we're going to go to Gulfstream. She'll get to watch her first horse race and bet on her first horses.
Oh, my gosh.
So that should be a lot of fun. We're
Long
also
shots at Gulfstream are not a good idea.
We're also getting a high lie lesson. Do you even know what high lie is?
It's a card game or something, right? Like a
no, it's a very fast game that uses these long. It has a ball and it uses these mallet type things, and
like hoops and stuff, like little loops and hoops.
I don't know. I will.
So
let
why
you know
did you after... ask me if I knew what it was? If you don't
because
even know what
I was
it
hoping
is.
You'd explain what we're going to be getting a lesson at later in the week. I have to watch a video or two. People bet on this game. It's always at casinos, and apparently it's very fast. And when you look at the pictures of the guys who play this, they look like polo players. They're that good looking. So I don't know. I'm not going to fit in, and it's going to be embarrassing. But that's what's happening. So that's this weekend.
It's a game native to the Basque region of Spain, and it is played on a court called a fronton. High ally players attempt to catch a ball using a curved mitt. Hold on, I have to click on it, and now it's gone. So never mind.
Yeah, it's this curved thing, and you throw them, and it's really fast, and we're going to fail miserably, but it'll be fun. I used to play handball, and I used to play racquetball, so I figure I'm in.
Oh, you're in trouble. Highlight players attempt to catch a ball using a curved mitt whilst the ball travels at speeds up to 188 miles per hour.
What?
You're
188
screwed.
Miles an hour. Hello. Hello, is this Camilla?
It is.
Hey, Camilla, this is Glenn and Jamie. How are you?
I'm all right, thanks.
Can you get a little
sorry,
closer?
Sorry, I had my... Yeah, sorry,
I have my Skype app open, but it's not working because it's on my other, it's logged into my work Skype, which I thought you had.
Oh, sorry. This is the one I had.
It sounds good now. It sounds good.
Yeah, you sound good. So Camilla, we got to see Camilla and her other half, Stephen, when we were in Edinburgh, and they took us out to a very lovely dinner. By the way, thank you for that.
You're very welcome. It was good fun.
It was good fun. We had a great time, and Edinburgh is absolutely beautiful and a lot of fun. So we had a wonderful time there. Now, we had a couple weeks ago, I don't know if you heard on the show, what was that thing called where they ride through downtown Edinburgh?
The Riding of the Marches.
And did you hear we had them on? They were on, the organizers of that were on the show. But you've done that, haven't you?
I've not done the Edinburgh one. Okay. I really want to do the Edinburgh one, but... We've been a bit nervous of doing it because it's all day. So especially because Stephen's not been riding that long. He only started 4 years ago.
Now, wait a minute.
But we've done a few others.
There's more than one riding of the marches?
So there's lots of them.
Really?
there's only one in Edinburgh. But all of the border towns have a whole load. There's something like 100 over the course of this summer.
So you can go riding from one to the other and spend all summer just riding around your beautiful country?
Pretty much. We don't own our own horse, unfortunately. We don't have our own horses, so it's quite expensive to hire horses for it. But if you've got the money, to be honest, if you have your own horse, you can't do it because it would just be too much.
Now, you guys, do you lease horses or do you go for lessons at a barn? How's that work?
We go for lessons at a nearby barn, and they have regular hacks that we can go on. And then they will rent horses out or lease horses out for all of the common ridings.
And okay, so we've heard that term. We heard that term when we had them on last week, common ridings. Yeah. Explain that.
They probably know a bit better than me at the March Riding Association, but it seems to be some kind of historical thing back from when England and Scotland were separate countries, of all the border towns in Scotland, of which Edinburgh is one because we're not very far from the English border, will have traditionally in the past they would go out at least once a year and ride the boundaries of the common land. To make sure that the pesky English hadn't gotten in and done anything stolen. to make sure everything was all right and the boundaries were still strong.
Do you still worry about
that? And then it kind of died out. No, not so much.
Oh, okay.
It kind of died out a few years ago. As you might guess from my accent, I'm not 100% Scottish. But
That's why I asked. Where are you from originally?
Originally, I'm from Canada. But I mostly grew up in the north of England.
Did you grow up riding, or was this a new thing when you got to Scotland?
I grew up riding. My mum was really into riding, so we would ride a bit out in Canada, and then when we moved to the UK, went for regular lessons, and then I had my own pony when we used to live on a kind of small holding or a really small farm. And we had our own fell pony that me, my mum, and my sister shared for 12 years.
Wow. You had a fell pony. That's so cool. And was your fell pony in your backyard or did you board it?
He was basically in our backyard. We had about 3 acres. So we had a fell pony and some sheep.
There you go. That's perfect. And I love that the whole family rode the fell pony.
Yeah. I think my dad even got on him once, but he was a bit heavy for him, so it was more just.
Now, are horses expensive in Scotland? Is it an expensive deal, or what's the scoop?
I think I don't really know in comparison to the US, but yes, it's a short answer. So to board a horse in Edinburgh, like or around the city, like Edinburgh, costs the same as rent.
Your apartment?
So it's kind of a choice between your apartment or a horse. If you live in the countryside, so I think the big thing is land. Land's really expensive.
Got it.
So if you live in the countryside and you have land, then it can be a bit cheaper. That's how we had one when I was a kid.
In the little traveling we did around the countryside out of Edinburgh, though, we did see a ton of horses. There, it is a horse culture.
Yeah, there's a lot, I think a lot of the horses around, you see quite a few by the main motorways around Edinburgh, and I think a lot of those are big livery yards, or riding schools.
Gotcha.
And the great thing about these common ridings, actually, is that one of the things is for every town, they have to vote in unmarried man and an unmarried woman as like the leaders. I can't remember what they call them for Edinburgh. I'm quite involved in organizing them for a little town called Musselburgh. And they have the honest lad and the honest lass. And they're quite often people who've never ridden before. So they then have to learn to ride in order to ride like a few sort of 30 or 40 times over the course of the summer at full gallop. And so it actually means that you get more young people into riding, which is really, really great.
Wait a minute. You take two young people who have never ridden before, throw them on a horse and have them gallop across the countryside. If they're alive at the end, do they get married or what?
So sometimes they are people who've ridden before. So the honest lass for Musselburgh this year was a girl that we know from the stable that we go to. And if they haven't ridden before, they take lessons, and they have special lessons because they also like they for the procession through town they have to ride carrying a banner.
Just to make it worse.
Oh, and they're not necessarily wearing a helmet either, because like you're normally supposed to wear a helmet to ride on the road in the UK. There's I don't think it's technically illegal. It's just most places insurance won't cover it, but for their dress outfit will be like a smart hat, so they can't actually wear a helmet on.
So we really are trying to kill these two.
They all seem to survive and they all fall in love with riding afterwards, so or during it. They also they do decide whether or not they're going to stand for election, so they voted in.
That's a story you didn't tell us at dinner. That's funny. Yeah. So, Camilla, how did you find Horse Radio Network, or how did Stephen?
Well, Stephen found it. So he got into riding about 5 years ago when we just went for a ride when we were on holiday together in Yorkshire. And he then got really into horse riding, and he was big into listening to podcasts. So he looked for a podcast and found it, and found you. And that actually, I realized when I was listening to your Monday show, I think you're the first. It's because of Horses in the Morning that I downloaded a podcast app and started listening to podcasts.
Look at that. We are just converting people all over the place there, Jamie. And you know, Jamie, how we talk about our listeners are always smarter than us. For some reason, we have these really smart, educated listeners. Well, Camilla, you're a doctor, right? You're a PhD?
Yeah.
In what?
In engineering.
See what I mean, Jamie?
Yep. They're all smarter than us. Cool. I told you, Glenn, sometimes these people have to dumb it down a little bit and they need to like detox their brain and shut it down. And that's what they do when they listen to us. We appreciate it. We're glad we help you. Okay?
We provide a service for the smart
people. We're here for you.
Absolutely.
You know, she's not arguing with that.
Well, it was more that I was thinking about it earlier today. I was like, well, a lot of my work is around energy and climate change and policy, and I have to follow like what's happening with politics in the UK. And then I listen to Horses in the Morning, and it's so much light relief from all of that.
You're right, Jamie. She dumps it down to listen
to
us.
That's cool.
So,
but I also learn a lot because you guys know way more about horses than I ever did or ever have. So I've been learning quite a lot too. So.
Speak for Jamie, maybe not me. So now the other thing I learned, Jamie, when you go to England and you go to the UK, any of the countries, you never say the word Brexit because it just starts this whole thing up. And then the tables around you are listening and they start up. It's just a thing. You never say that word over there. We learned that the hard way. Because I think I asked you guys at dinner about Brexit, and then that was it.
Glenn, are you an idiot? Do you sit around at a dinner table in the United States and say, Trump? What the hell would happen then? They're just like us, okay? Everybody's got their button.
Everybody's got their thing. Well, you are a doctor, and you have to get back to work doing engineering. So you're a teacher, though. You're a professor, aren't you? Don't you work for college?
Assistant professor, the equivalent of.
Does that mean you're really tenured? Are you tenured? Because I would love to be tenured at a job, but I've never had one that long. So
we don't really have tenure in the UK. We just have like fixed term contracts or open ended contracts, and because we're currently under European law, it's reasonably hard to fire people.
Good. We need to move there, Jamie.
until the end of October. I'm in a kind of new role. So it's a new, they call it a Chancellor's Fellowship. But yeah, so I've got 5 years, and the hope is that at the end of that, I'll have an open-ended contract.
Well, good for you. Well, Camilla, it's been great. We had so much fun when we were over there, and you took us to a wonderful restaurant. It was absolutely fabulous. All the restaurants over there we ate at were good. So thanks a bunch, and say hi to Stephen for us, okay?
Will do. Thanks a lot. Okay.
Thanks, Camilla.
Bye.
So there you go. We went overseas both Monday and today. We went down to Australia on Monday, and we went over to Scotland today. We do have listeners from 90 countries to this show, believe it or not.
Check in. Let's see if you guys listen from another country. We want to hear from you for sure. Please, please. I love to hear from people that listen in other countries because it makes me feel like, I don't know. What's the feeling that you get knowing somebody in another country? Like, not so crazy. I think that's the feeling I get. Like, well, it must be not so crazy.
It is interesting, though, the customs and the code. Like that whole thing with the common riding and everything. I don't know any other place that does that. So it is interesting to hear about that. And I know some of our listeners have requested that we talk to more people from overseas. So we'll definitely be doing that. Well, next up, we are going to talk a little bit about podcasting because International Podcast Day is coming up on Monday. And I'm going to have some guests on Monday. Monday show, Jamie won't be here. She'll be traveling and probably throwing up alongside the road on the way to Lexington, Kentucky. So I'm going to get somebody on or several people on, and we're just going to talk about podcasting in general. And because we've been doing this a very long time, I had to put some numbers together for proposal today, and it was crazy numbers. We were over 8,000 episodes with the Horse Radio Network over the last 11 years. And Joel Sharpton is joining us, and he does a show about podcasting, and he's one of my friends. We see each other all the time at the podcasting conferences. Hi, Joel.
Hey, Glenn. How are you doing this morning?
Good. What part of the country are you out of?
I'm based in Louisiana, the northern.
Good.
And the state, right center. Yeah, if you get on I-20, I'm right in the center of the top, Ruston, Louisiana.
Got it. Okay, good. Cool. So what's your show?
Well, I got a bunch, actually, Glenn. I don't know if you know this, but podcasts are addictive. They're like Lay's potato chips.
Yeah, no, I don't
you
know can't have one, about it.
Right? No, but the primary show that I'm known for is Always Listening Podcast News. Now, once upon a time, we called it Pod on Pod, and we reviewed podcasts. That evolved into Always Listening Podcast Reviews. And now, my former co-host is kind of semi-retired from podcasting. I'm joined now by Jay Soderberg. People know him as Pod Vader. He came from ESPN's podcast empire. He actually kind of founded it in a lot of ways, was the executive producer behind that. And so he and I get together every week and we talk about the news of podcasting, the industry itself, the business, and give you a little commentary and our thoughts on how we as independent creators can best sort of ride this wave and continue making great content and serving our listeners and also maybe growing businesses alongside.
You know, it's interesting. We posted in our auditor room. Our auditors are our Patreon subscribers who donate to the show. And we have about 450 of them or something in their own private room. And I asked the other day how long they've been listening to the shows, because we had a listener on the other day. Get this, Joel. We had a listener on the other day who started with us in middle school with her mom with an iPod. And they went looking for a horse podcast. We were the only one. So they went looking for a horse podcast, downloaded us, and she is now a master in a master's program. So that's how long she's been listening. So
that she literally grew up with you, Glenn. That's
yeah, exactly.
Kinda...
Exactly. So when I posted it in the auditor room and asked how long people have been listening, I was shocked at the number. Now, this show's been almost 10 years. I've been shocked at the number of people who've been with us for that length of time. And I've been listening for a long time. And I think, you know, we're creatures of habit, too. And I think when we find a podcast we like, we tend to stick with it. And then we might add new ones in along the way. Is that the way you are when you're listening?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, my grandmother used to always say, and I'm sure you've heard the saying before, the thing about friends, you know, one is silver, the other is gold. You keep the you add the new, but you keep the old, or something like that. Anyway, that's exactly how I feel like I handle my podcasting. When you find a host or a group of hosts or a topic or a way that they present a topic that really hits home with you, one of the beauties of podcasting versus the other media, Glenn, is the fact that it is so specific. It's so niche. You know, we're not broadcasting. We aren't trying to hit everybody on a you know, Tuesday night at 7 p.m., every family in America, we want them to watch. This isn't America's Got Talent. It's not The Big Bang Theory. It's kind of selective. You know, if you choose a podcast, it's because you jive with that audience, with that host, with that community. And that kind of connection is deep. And it really takes a lot. It takes an upheaval in the listener's life, perhaps, or a real change to the show, I think, generally, to kind of shake it loose once you've made that commitment. It's the reason why that subscribe button is so powerful. It's you're really making a choice.
You know, we last night it was at the Palm Beach Podcasters meeting that Jemmy runs, and she had a speaker that was 30-year veteran in radio, and he was the guy that was in charge of the talent. Jamie, he's met a few of those over her time because she was in radio in Atlanta.
So this was my boss. Okay, keep going. Let's hear what he had to say.
He might have been, actually. So it was interesting to see, because he talked about the transition from radio to podcasting. He's now doing his own first podcast, and he was so excited. Here we have a 30-year veteran. And by the way, you would know the names of the people that he coached and the people that he hired. You know their names. They're on TV and late-night TV shows. They're some of the top names in radio. And yet he started his own podcast, and he was so excited. He was like a little kid about it. So that was kind of neat to see a radio veteran getting into this space that's new for him and being so excited about having his own show.
He finally gets to talk.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You know, it, Glenn, literally on the episode of Always Listening that just came out this morning, as Jay stats that came out of podcast movement, interesting stats comparing some television properties and the podcasts that are based around them to some purely podcast plays. I know you guys mentioned your upheaval talking about Brexit or Trump at dinner. Let's talk about a couple of controversial figures here. If you look at somebody on TV like Rachel Maddow, she's got about a 2.5 million audience on television. Her podcast, the replay of that, that's released in, as podcast form, gets like 250,000 downloads. Now, TV downplays that a lot, but if you run the numbers, it's a 12% addition to her audience that she's getting through the podcast. Now, you flip that, you look at somebody who is just a podcast player as opposed to a television personality. How about the Pod Save America guys? It's a liberal, news and politics discussion. They've got a whole network of shows too, but their primary show does a little over 2 million downloads per episode. They don't have a TV network getting all of those revenues directly as they built that company themselves. So there's direct examples. Rachel Maddow with a big network behind her, with all the established media behind her, and a group of guys, kind of, you know, knuckleheads, young guys coming out. They're speechwriters, basically, all three of them, that started this media conglomerate by themselves and already hit the same numbers effectively that Maddow's doing. That's the power of podcasting, Glenn. And for somebody with an audience to begin with, you talk about these radio broadcasters that are now moving into it and finding such success and excitement by it. It's about being unfettered and having the direct access and connection to your audience. How cool is it that you get to interact with your listeners on this show, like you guys are doing this week, for instance? You know, that direct connection, you hear those stories. You don't do that on TV. Nobody calls you up on TV and says, hey, I've been watching your show for 20 years now, you know, or whatever. Like, that just, it's not the same relationship.
And I would like to think that I'm a better program manager than Jamie had in radio. I'm less annoying, probably.
I still work for you. That's the best part of you being my program manager.
Yeah, you're still here.
I'm still here. Somebody had some taste.
That's so funny. You know, I texted Jamie the other day because when we started the show back 10 years ago, when we started this show, and, you know, it was a daily show. We didn't know where it was going to go. And it was pretty new. Nobody knew how to do this back then. I never thought. I texted her the other night after we did Monday's show with the listeners. And I said, Monday's show really affected me. And especially her saying she started in middle school, because I really honestly, if I'm going to be totally honest, didn't expect we'd be here after 10 years.
Well, how could you ever? I mean, something that really affected me deeply. A couple of years ago, Glenn, we were in California, and I was at Podcast Movement in Anaheim. Dan Carlin, the host of Hardcore History, spoke, and he had a lot of great points. But the one that has really just sunk in and has become key to what I do as a content creator, he talked about the fact that when he creates his podcasts, He doesn't rush. He wishes he could bring them out more often. You know, Hardcore History doesn't come out every six months.
Like
that. Yeah, exactly. but he says, I wish I'd pump them out more often. He says, but I keep them as long as I need to, and I try to work on them and make them as perfect as I can, because I feel like I'm carving these things into the digital stone. These podcasts will be my legacy. This is going to be here a long time after I'm gone, and it'll be what people remember me for. And the fact that Dan thinks about that way, and that's what he puts into his product, I think, is why he's sitting on the top of the heap. And every time he comes out, you know, it breaks iTunes or Apple Podcasts effectively because of all the downloads, 6-7 million a piece, every time he dumps a new episode, even though they're 12 hours long. That's impressive. And the reason why I think people love him so much is because he takes that care and because he does have that at the backbone. He's carving it into the digital stone. That's what I'm trying to think about. I'm trying to think about, like, what am I leaving behind? What will my kids and my grandkids and my great grandkids remember me? It's this voice, you know, every morning. Glenn, what you're doing here.
Terrifying. Oh, that's scary,
no.
Jamie.
No, it's not. It's not. It's amazing, really,
sorry,
when you think
kids.
About it, Glenn. You've created a community. You've created a clubhouse here, right? That not only do people want to spend time in, but people literally want to grow up in. They want to spend their lives in. Glenn, that's amazing. Congratulations.
You know, Joel, every clubhouse needs a couple of clowns. And
Oh,
Jamie,
really
we're
sweet.
In.
That's really sweet words. Thank you very
Put
much.
Put on the makeup. We're going in.
That's what we do. We know our role and we own it. So it's all good. But
Joel, where can people find you? Where can they find the show?
Well, you can find Always Listening, alwayslisteningpod.com, and we're Always Pod on Twitter. You can find everything that I do at propodcastingservices.com. That's my overarching website. It has my business there, my personal stuff, all of my shows, and some examples of the client work that I do as well.
All right. Thanks, Joel. We appreciate you joining us.
Thank you guys so much. I'll have a great day.
Happy International Podcast Day.
Woohoo!
So, Jamie, were you surprised to get my text the other night?
No, I can't. You know, I read it to Chad and he's like, does he just feel old or something? And I'm like, I don't know.
I think it was that call on Monday, to be honest, that really got to me.
Yeah. That's what, that's what I know. That's what got you. Yeah. So it's okay. It's okay. Hey, now we've done a lot of these listener things. Are you ready to hear some news or are we going to just wrap it up as is?
It's up to you. You're the one that has to get packed and ready to travel 4,000 miles to a show.
I'll give you a very short version of news so you can post it in the show notes. It's not okay. Just that we at least did one segment for today.
Okay.
And this is the weird news.
All right. And I don't know that we have the music. So you'll have
give
to go
music.
Without it.
Beep, beep, beep. Oh, this is very sad news, Glenn. Very sad news. There was a fire at a farm. At a cattle breeding farm. And sadly, they lost.
What you're going to do.
Here's the headlines. 100 cylinders.
Right?
Yeah, in Australia. 100 cylinders of bull semen go up in smoke in fire at a cattle breeding farm. And then the tag underline it is cryogenic containers exploded in the fire in Australia, splattering the burning building with sperm. It's stored for artificial insemination.
Apparently, it got dangerous for the firefighters. They had to back off because these cylinders were exploding and sending shards everywhere. It's like, can you imagine that scene? First of all, they're going, "What's exploding?" And then once they figure it out,
everybody run!
By the way, that's not cheap. What's in those containers is not cheap.
Those containers are not. None of that's cheap. And it's all gross. But yes, again, don't ruin it with real facts. All right. So let's go over to Nebraska from Australia to Lincoln, Nebraska. Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned, Glenn. Okay. Hell hath no fury. There's a woman in Lincoln. She's 19 years old. And apparently she broke up with her boyfriend and had all these like handwritten love letters by him. And she's like, screw that, dude. I am burning these up. So she goes in her kitchen. She gets herself a butane torch to burn the letters. She put them on the garbage can and on the floor and she burned them all up. Take that. And then she went to the other room and she fell asleep and sparked an entire apartment fire by burning her love letters.
And you
That's
know.
That's right.
You know where she learned that. She learned that every romantic comedy, they burn something in the garbage can.
Yeah,
and for and some reason, it never goes wrong.
It never goes wrong in the movies. But let me tell you, go ahead. You know, Smokey the Bear always told you, put your hands over, make sure it's not hot anymore. Put the fire out.
Yes,
as an angry woman.
Maybe do it in the driveway outside or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Let's see. What is another one? This one is interesting because I can't not do one in Florida, right? Don't we have to do one in Florida? So we went from Australia to Nebraska and now we're going to drop down to Florida. And this is only in Florida something like this would happen. There was a warehouse in South Florida. Somewhere near you, Glenn.
Yeah, where we are.
And these people were going to rob it. We're just going to rob it. We need the items that are in this store so bad that they... It's in Miami! You're going to Miami in like a minute. The items were such a hot commodity that somebody drove their truck in, bam, through the building and goes in and stole $80,000 worth of wigs. That's right.
What?
They broke in, drove in their car into a wig warehouse and stole $80,000 worth of wigs.
First of all, are you surprised that there is a wig warehouse?
Owner Raqib Hossein tells Miami Television that some of the products are worth up to $800 a piece. And he says that thieves appeared to know what they were doing and they were in the warehouse for no more than 5 minutes.
Where is the black market for wigs? The guy in the corner at the flea market? Does the pawn shop want wigs? I mean, no one wants wigs.
So we're going to finish up where we started today, Glenn. That's okay. Right. We're going back to Iowa. Iowa, the place where nice people and awesome things happen and baseball games are important. And apparently football games are too. Because there's a man... His name is Carson King. And he's like your typical like 24-year-old, like beer drinking farm boy. And ESPN was holding its college game day show. Have you ever seen that? They're like, it's kind of like the Today Show where people are standing out with signs and the guys are breaking down the game that they're visiting, and they visit a different game every week. I dated a guy who liked football. That's why I know all about the show. Anyway, so Carson, this kid, he's 24 years old, and he stands outside of like behind in the crowd, and he holds up a sign, and the sign says, oh my God, it's so funny. Hold on, let me get to the actual words of the sign. But basically it got his Venmo address, and it says that he needs more Bush Light beer, Venmo me money, to, and gives his Venmo account. Okay, so he holds up a sign asking for beer money on ESPN's College Game Day, and the sign brought in, how much money do you, the Bush Light supply needs replenished, Venmo his name. How much money do you think he got?
$100.
The sign has brought in more than $1 million.
What?
$1 million. So apparently people started donating $25 at a time. Well, then since he said Bush Light supply needs replenishes, Bush Light is, you know what? We'll match however much money you get. Oh, and God. Then Venmo's like a PayPal. Just so you know, Venmo's like another PayPal. And so Venmo was like, we'll match it too. And so all these people start sending him money to get his Bush Light. And as people, like I was saying, in Iowa are super nice and super special, he donated all of the money to the Iowa's Children's Hospital.
Oh my God.
Isn't that great?
Do you think when Venmo and when Bush Light went, oh, we'll match it, they were thinking it was going to be
$5,000. $60. Yeah, here's exactly. $63 for your beer. Yeah. Bush Light and Venmo, yeah.
Then it got up, they each owed $300,000.
Yeah. That is crazy.
And then they fired the guy who promised that from the PR department.
The game day program happened to spend a lot of time filming at the secondary area where he was, and people started texting him like, hey, you're on the screen. And then money began to pour into his Venmo account. And he got all the way up to $600. He called his family and said, hey, I'm going to donate it to the children's hospital. And then once that got out, everybody started throwing money into this thing.
Well, the children's hospital is very happy right now.
Right? Awesome.
Okay, good for him for doing that, by the way. Did he take enough out to buy some Bush Light, by the way, or did they send him some?
I'm sure Bush Light's going to take care of him.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Prairie Meadows Casino added $10,000. Northwest Mutual, the bank, donated $50,000. And DeWitt Construction is donated. Anyway, there's just a bunch. It just sparked this like viral revolution, and it's all for good. And I want to go move to Iowa now because everything's super nice. Baseball, well, Ray. Baseball.
That's it, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us, and thank you for your continued support here on Horses in the Morning, the Horse Radio Network. We would love if you would post on your Facebook page or your Twitter account the shows you like and put a link to horseradionetwork.com. We would love that, and go to rate and review any of the shows that you like from the Horse Radio Network. We appreciate that as well. Tomorrow, we have Horse Husbands. Joseph and I are back with the Horse Husbands episode, and then Friday, we get a special episode. Tell us about it.
Oh, Friday. I love him. I love him so much. Jared Rogerson is coming on to release his new album on our show. And we played a bunch of the songs and we talked to him about the meanings. And he's just awesome. He's just super nice. Like, by the way, I bought the album and I got a
person.
Yeah, I did. And it came in the mail yesterday and I got a personalized.
You can play it on your drive.
That's what I bought it for. And he sent me like a personalized note in it. And I was like, oh my God, you're like, hi.
Well, that's it, everybody. Thank you so much for joining
very
us
handsome.
On the Week of the Listener. We appreciate it, and we'd love to see more of you become auditors and to join us in the fun that's in there as well. Thank you, Jennifer, for doing 40,000 things at once at home without me there. I appreciate that, too.
Thanks, guys. I'm good. Yeah, she's eating. She's, like, totally not even paying attention. Spay, neuter, geld. Love you, mean it. I'm off to Iowa. I'm skipping Kentucky.
The Iowa makeover.